Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere.
Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It feels awesome, man. Winning is tough in this league, man. It's so tough. You put so much work into it. Ninth season, like you said, to win it three times just lets you know how rare it is, how much you need to appreciate it. But with that comes not getting a win in the playoffs. So we're not just here to take part, man. We want to come in here and we want to win games.
TJ Watt after the Steelers beat the Ravens. If you're looking for more optimism, the Steelers are as healthy as they've been in a very long time entering a playoff game. Injury Report is brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you could pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Cam Hayward, I think, played his best football game of the season against the Baltimoreans, and I expect him to play well tonight. It's a legacy kind of game for Cam Hayward. He wants more playoff success. Well, it's time. TJ Watt. He wants more playoff success. He's never won a playoff game. We all know this. He's healthy. He was not healthy in that Ravens game last year. He was not healthy down the stretch last year. And then he didn't play in the Buffalo playoff game because he was out with an injury. So just to have those two guys healthy is huge. And I think for Watt, clearly you don't want your lung to get stabbed by a team doctor. But the rest of his body had a chance to heal up. You get the extra day of rest because you're playing on Monday. He's only played one football game in the last, 6 weeks. So you'd figure he should be feeling all right.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.